This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott.
Bob, I think the thing we have coming up next is after the president has moved into the hotel. That was in front of the Texas Hotel in Fort Worth. Now let's see as he moves into and hear a little bit of the speech that he made this morning.
Right, this is the last speech of President John F. Kennedy and the Hotel Texas made at about 10 or 12 minutes after 9 o'clock.
That's archival tape from ABC's news team made after John Kennedy had been shot. Looking exhausted, slumped over their microphones, cigarettes in hand, the three anchors reviewed the president's final hours, beginning that morning in front of the Hotel Texas in Fort Worth, November 22nd, 1963.
Came in first. Now here we are at Love Field. These shots at 11:30 this morning in Dallas, an hour and a half before the president was pronounced dead. Very big crowd. The president breaking away up to the fence, shaking hands with the people gathered along the fence row, giving the press a heyday.
Now here's ABC's souped-up version of that tape with quick, rotating visual cuts and a suspenseful soundtrack, one of many videos being passed around to commemorate the 50th anniversary of that fatal shooting.
And here comes the president now. He is reaching across the fence, shaking hands.
The president's car is now turning onto Elm Street, and it will be only a matter of minutes before he arrives at the Fremont. Put me on, Phil, put me on. It appears as though something has happened in the motorcade route.
By now, we know what's happening when we hear that panic. We can imagine the smiling faces, the waving, the pink suit. We can see again those colored stills of the Zapruder tape. Hear Walter Cronkite uniting the nation in grief as he broke down on national television. That iconic photo of John Kennedy Jr. saluting his father's coffin. The singular resonance of those images points to a very different world than today's real-time, media-soaked age. That motorcade would have been filmed from hundreds of angles, on thousands of phones, and uploaded to the internet in minutes. Instead, the limited information available in 1963 has led to a cottage industry of books, films, TV specials, museum exhibitions, and experts, each weighing in on their personal theories surrounding the killing of a president. And we have easy access to all of them. After 50 years, we're still poring over new scraps of history dug up and discovered in the archives. Earlier this week, the Boston Symphony Orchestra released a recording of conductor Eric Leinsdorf interrupting the Friday afternoon performance at Symphony Hall to announce Kennedy's assassination.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a press report over the wires. We hope that it is unconfirmed, but we have to doubt it, that the President of the United States has been the victim of an assassination. No. We will play the funeral march from Beethoven's Third Symphony.
Anyone with access to the internet can hear that chilling tape or take a look at Jack Kennedy's application to Harvard. We can read a transcript of Bobby Kennedy Jr. asserting that his father did not agree with the findings of the Warren Commission. We can find evidence that JFK was losing faith in his military advisors and scheming up an exit strategy from Vietnam. We can hear how pundits think we'd remember his presidency had he lived. Or if you're sick of it all, read Nick Gillespie's article, JFK Still Dead, Baby Boomers Still Self-Absorbed. Today, Twitter and Facebook are the public square where we share knowledge, where ignorance and adversity have equal footing. In addition to the Kennedy hagiography, our plausible theories about the FBI knowing that Oswald planned to kill the president, along with wacky notions that blame Elvis. Really, I wasn't alive when Kennedy was shot, but like all Americans growing up in the 1970s, lived under the pall of the bullets that punctured the nation's optimism and progress, envisioned that all would be possible with future technology. That 20th century trajectory, from assembly lines to nuclear weapons to I Love Lucy to putting a man on the moon, was shattered by three shots from a sniper's rifle. Then derailed by an escalating war in Vietnam, eruptions on college campuses, and the murders of Bobby Kennedy and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., America's mighty power could no longer save us. Even in the information age, one piece of old-school technology remains at the center of the Warren Commission investigation of Kennedy's assassination, along with thousands of conspiracy theories. At 26 seconds long, the 486 frames of film taken by Abraham Zapruder is the most examined snuff film in history. It has perhaps raised more questions than it ever hoped to answer. But it is unimpeachable in its proof that 50 years ago tomorrow, John F. Kennedy was killed, and no one was able to stop it. We'll be back with more word of mouth after a break.